This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece, right here on 105 through the Fan. Shout out to our good buddy Jake Springer, a.k.a. Suns Out, Guns Out. Yeah. It is his birthday today.
And it looks like it's Tim McMahon's birthday today.
Oh, who do you like better?
Jake.
All right.
Nothing against him.
Yeah, we just really know Jake.
Yeah, we
really
just
well.
Really know him.
Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing good. Now, I wanted to see what you thought about this quote. It's not from a Cowboys player, but I think this quote is unbelievable. So a couple of Colts players, Kylan Granson and Rodney Thomas, are going to wear the Guardian caps during the season. And Granson said, at one point, people thought seat belts were effing stupid. Because he was asked about, like, are you concerned that people will make fun of you or whatever? What do you think about the progress of players actually wearing Guardian caps into the regular season and how, you know, maybe how quickly this can be more widespread?
I think it's going to be very slow. If you talk to obviously the majority of them, they don't like it. They think it's heavy. And I would think what players will eventually evolve to is wearing the helmets that are prescribed that you don't have to wear the Guardian caps in training camp. Okay. And I know there was a few players that moved to those helmets. I think that has a better chance of happening more so than wearing the Guardian caps. And you know what? A lot of guys will tell you that I've talked to that they think while it provides protection, it also provides a little bit more boldness that you could use your head because you're protected. Oh. And because they're so heavy, the players that are getting hit with them think it's like a missile. Like it's dangerous because guys will, you know, when you have armor on, you're a little more brave. And you'll do things that you normally wouldn't do without it on your head. So, but a lot of guys, when you ask them, they shake their head and go, too heavy, just way too heavy.
Mickey, congratulations on your Missouri Tigers just obliterating Murray State last night.
That was something when it was 35-0 at halftime. It was like, okay, call off the dogs.
It finished 51-0, Kevin.
I mean, you did what you're supposed to do, right? You know, it was funny when I'm watching it, and they had right at the beginning, they had Missouri, and it said minus 50. And I'm going, oh, that's got to be something for a betting line, not like what the spread is. And it's like, no, that's what the spread was.
That is wild, man. That is, well, it was.
Well, that kept people engaged at the end of the game, did it not, Corey?
Yeah, it did.
And then they kicked the field goal near the end when they could have just taken a knee and made it 51, right?
Interesting. Yes. Very interesting.
Oh, I think about that.
And obviously, I watched it to the end, too, right?
But hey, you got to soak those up, all right? You got to soak those kind of victories
up. Against mighty Murray State.
I am a little curious as we go forward here. How much time, how much work do you think Overshown gets whenever the season starts? And is he like,
how much will he get?
Yes.
I think it's going to be sort of what packages they're using, because in his absence, Leafau got a lot of snaps in these recent practices and yes. in the preseason game. So I think between the two of them, I think that you'll see them used in different ways, maybe down in distance, things like that. And then remember, at times, you if it's you know, the team, the offense is lining up in a kind of a running down formation, you know, you might see Micah there too. So that third linebacker is going to be kind of a swing thing, depending on down and distance. But I think they've got two young guys there between Overshown and Leafau that they want to get on the field. Now, it's a little bit of an unknown, right? They're young. They haven't played in the NFL. But from what I think the Cowboys have seen from those two guys, I think they feel pretty good about that third linebacker spot, and maybe even better that Damone Clark had the pads on yesterday's practice, and looks like that knee soreness should not prevent him from being able to play in the season opener.
Now, we talked about this earlier in the show, and the last couple of weeks, I'm curious, this is a high expectation, but do you look at this defense and think this could be a top five defense in the NFL?
I think, where'd they finish last year? It was kind of top
and see,
five.
It depends on what you look at.
It was 16th against the run.
Yeah, that is true.
And in five games caused that ranking to drop, right? Because they did a very bad job in the five regular season games they lost against the run. But I think it has an opportunity. They've got to be able to survive the four to, what, six games that Deron Bland's going to miss.
Yeah.
And again, it's one thing for Kalen Carson to look good in these preseason games and practices, but now it's the NFL. And I'll guarantee you when teams start game planning, they ain't putting the fifth or sixth receiver outside where he's at. Number one guy is going to line up in front of him. So either they're going to have to, play a little zone or give him help. But we'll find out more about what he can do. And the fact that, I guess I'm worried about the fourth corner now because one injury, that guy's got to play. Who's that guy going to be? But from a front seven, I think they could be pretty good. And you kind of like the idea of rotating guys in. I finally saw kind of up close Linville Joseph. That's a big man, you guys.
Gigantic man.
6'4", 329. Jordan Phillips, 6'6", 341. And I would imagine at times, depending on what their package they're playing, those two guys could be on the field at the same time in the rotation. And that's a lot of beef up front, what they didn't have. Now, they got to be able to play, right? It's one thing to be big, but you better be able to hold down your ground. And if they can, that's going to make the defensive ends even bigger or better, meaning they'll get more one-on-one blocking against them. So, yeah, I think that and then depending on how they use Micah, is he primarily a defensive end? Is he a linebacker? And how?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, will Marshawn Nealon play as a rookie? And you know, we keep talking about how these guys look in preseason and in training camp practices, but now it's the real deal. And so there's a slice of unknown out there,
sure,
that we're about to find out on just what these guys are.
Do you have a thought about, like, if you had a guess right now for the year, how Micah would be deployed? Like, do you think it would be like 60% off the edge and 40% more maybe traditional linebacker, or maybe still possibility to blitz out of the linebacking spot? Like, how do you think that's going to break down?
I tell you how it should. I think it should, but I don't know how it will.
Okay.
I think maybe depending on how the other defensive end plays across from DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, it might be 60-40. It might be 70-30. Just kind of judging the way they've been practicing. But again, a lot of what they're doing is just kind of installation and stuff, and they're really not showing their hand on what they're actually going to do. But, you know, if it was me, I'd have him at linebacker a little bit more, a lot more than he played last year, just because you can move him around and teams can't prepare for where he's going to be. And I think that's an advantage right off the start, because, you know, it's hard to double team a linebacker. You know, you got to be able to get off the line. And with them big dudes up front, if they're playing well, if Mozzie's playing well, then it's hard to get to the linebacker, and that gives him free reign to roam, and he can roam, believe me. So, it'll be interesting to see. And you know what? It might be by team on who they're playing, who the opponent is. But I think that he could be very dangerous at the linebacker position. But then again, somebody's got to stand up there as a defensive end. But if you want, you put his hand on the ground on third and seven, and you know a pass is coming, and give him a shot there, and then be able to blitz in other spots where teams can't devote two guys to block him. There's just so many different ways to use him. I think that's the value, and I can't wait to see it. I guess we got another, 7 or 8 days.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we just got to wait just a little. Nobody really knows how many days, though, Kevin. Isn't that
it's
right?
Nine days.
Okay. He said seven.
What
or
do
eight.
You mean 7 days?
It could be.
They're not playing in Brazil. They're not the Eagles. You know that.
Hey, Mickey, before we let you go, I was kind of curious. Did you feel like Dak sounded or felt contentious yesterday?
I'm not sure it was as contentious as I think it's been portrayed. I think if you looked at the whole interview, when he said the thing about I don't really pay attention to what Jerry says to the media, he had a big smile on his face. And if you put the smile on that, you know, it wasn't all about him. It was about what Jerry tells the media, right?
Yeah, this is Jerry in general.
Yeah, but again, as we know, in every slice of comedy, there's some truth to it, right?
Sure.
And so maybe there was a little. I don't know that he was totally contentious, but I think he was being realistic. And hey, let's remember one thing on that contract that was 4 years, right? They were the ones that got the clause in there about no trade and no franchise tag.
Yeah.
So that had a little bit to do with the situation they're in right now, right?
Yeah.
Not that they were going to trade him, right? But they could have kept his rights with another franchise tag, but they got that clause in the contract. So to me, this whole thing is a little more complicated than what people understand. Because these other quarterbacks, and I probably have told you guys this, and I'm sorry if I repeat myself, these other young quarterbacks that signed for all this money, it was their second contract, right?
Yeah.
So you're able to stuff some money into that fifth year of their original contract, which is not that big. But with Dak, they've already restructured his deal so many times, yep. there's $40 million sitting there that's got to be accounted for somehow, some way.
Yep.
And unfortunately, there's a salary cap. And when I looked at CeeDee Lamb, you know, he's counting like 8.9 million.
Yeah, 8.75, I think.
Okay, all right. Next year, if they don't restructure the base salary, his base salary is $33 million.
Yeah.
So when you figure what he's going to cost next year, and they'll probably already got it in the contract to restructure the base salary.
I'm sure.
But there's only so much you can keep pushing down the road before it catches up to you. And the other thing I looked up and it came up. What's the projected salary cap for next year?
400.
And the projection was only a $5 million raise.
That's not enough.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, that's not good.
255 to 260.
Yeah.
So if you have Dak with already $40 million, if he's here or not, Zach Martin, $17 million, if he's here or not, that got pushed back. And then you got Micah's fifth-year option, CDs, and then whatever you pay Dak. That's why they're kind of – I don't know if you guys saw this, but I saw it suggested, and I don't know if the NFL will ever do it, is have a separate salary cap for the quarterback.
Yeah, we've talked about that a couple of times. I am oddly intrigued by that philosophy.
I am too, because that guy's going to take, you know, right now, Dak's like 20-some percent of the salary cap.
Sure.
With his $55 million hit. So if you just say, okay, hey, we've got this show, and I'm going to pay the star this amount of money, and then I got all this rest to pay the other 50 people. I mean, you're in show business. That's kind of the way it works, right?
Yeah.
The backup singers don't get what the star singer gets. So I think they should think about it. I think it would alleviate a lot of problems the teams have with salary caps now that these quarterbacks are making the amount of money they're making.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Do some fun stuff this weekend, because next week, it's go time.
Do you think watching college football will be fun?
Actually, yeah, I do.
It'll be awesome.
Let me get
and
back.
That'll be my fun.
Let me get back to you Saturday night after the A&M Notre Dame game. I'll let you know if I actually think it was fun or not.
Bye, Vic.
Or if you're grinding away, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Take care, man.
Okay, guys. Take care.
He's right. I definitely hope to be doing that this weekend as well.
Easy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.